It's translation, modesty is the upper portion of his lips, hankering is his chin, religion is the breast of the Lord, and irreligion is his back. Brahmaji, who generates all living beings in the material world, is his genitals, and the Mitra Varunas are his two testicles. The ocean is his waist, and the hills and mountains are the stacks of his bones. It's a short purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is not impersonal, as misconceived by less intelligent thinkers. Rather, he is the Supreme Person, as confirmed in all authentic Vedic literatures. But his personality is different from what we can conceive. It is stated here that Brahmaji acts as his genitals and that the Mitra Varunas are his two testicles. This means that as a person, he is complete with all bodily organs, but they are of different types with different potencies. When the Lord is described as impersonal, therefore, it should be understood that his personality is not exactly the type of personality found within our imperfect speculation. One can, however, worship the Lord even by seeing the hills and mountains or the ocean and the sky as different parts and parcels of the gigantic body of the Lord, the Virat Purusa. The Virat Rupa, the Virat Rupa, as exhibited by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, is a challenge to the unbelievers. Which chapter is, did Krishna display his Virat Rupa?
10. 11.
Hare Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksasun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakaupa Trubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadha Shiva Sarigoda Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm going to try to keep you all awake, so please concentrate. You need to help me through this. Bhagavatam class is a relationship with a speaker and the audience. This hearing is there. One time I went to Bethnal Green, which is like an Islamic part of London, and we were preaching and doing Harinam, and this Muslim guy came up to me. He was really angry. He said, "Oh, you say that God has anus and genitals? You know, they have a real problem with this in Islam, that God has a personal features. How can God have anus? How could God have genitals?" Huh? Oh, because we worship, he knows that we worship deities. Yeah, they have a real problem with the personality of Godhead having a form. Anyway, the point is that Krishna, the Supreme Person, is very difficult to understand by the mental speculation process. And even in Vedic literature, the Vedanta Sutra, which is the culmination of all philosophical parts of the Vedas, does not describe directly the personality of Godhead, but only indirectly. And this reason for this is to help prepare one's spiritual journey to appreciate the personality of Godhead's form, that it's not material, Satchidananda Vigraha. It's fully spiritual, Parasya Shakti Vivadaiva Shriyate. It's full of all potencies, and from Krishna all energies, all creation, Sarva Karana Karanam is coming. It's all inconceivable. When Brahma was ready to create the material world, he met the Supreme Personality of Godhead and shook his hand before the creation took place. Therefore, Krishna's form, Krishna's personality is transcendental and exists before the creation of this material world. So Krishna's personality and form, iti guhyatamam shastram, he tells Arjuna, this is the most confidential part of the Vedas, to understand the form of God. It's confidential. Krishna says, naham prakashasavasya yoga maya samavrita. Vedaham samatitani vatamani charjuna. I know everyone, I know everything, I know the past, present and future, but no one knows me. Naham prakash, I am not revealed to the foolish, unintelligent. I am covered by my yoga maya. So there's millions of people who are spiritual in the world, but as soon as you mention the personality of Godhead, they completely lose interest and they go blank. Oh, we don't want to know about God. We don't want to surrender to any God. We're all God. We're all one. This is a very common philosophy. Spirituality without God. It's like distasteful for them. And why is that? Because it takes broad-mindedness. Srila Prabhupada says it takes broad-mindedness to convince the stubborn, belligerent, conditioned soul to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Manushyanam, you have intelligence, you have mind, you have hands and legs, all the senses. So Krishna's Supreme Father, Bijamam Sarvabhutanam. So he has all these things, mind, intelligence. And here we have a description of some of the more confidential parts of the body. And by these, the Lord's senses, the whole material world is coming into existence. Naham prakasha sarvasya. So why do they not accept Krishna? Why is it so difficult? Because it's inconceivable. They think that Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, is like imagination. Because how can you accept such a thing? It seems too far-fetched, too amazing. So they reject it. This is a material calculation. This is a material calculation. Because on the platform of mental speculation, one can never understand the form of God. Atapi deva prashada lesha anugrihita eva janati tatvam bhagavam mahimno nachanya eko picharin vichanvan. This verse says that one can go on speculating for millions of lifetimes, hundreds and thousands of years. Pantas tukoti shatavat sada sampragamyo. Brahma Simita says the same thing, that the yogis, they're drilling the respiratory, they're doing their with their own effort and energy, they're speculating and meditating and trying to approach. And what do they approach? Just the tips of the lotus toes of the Supreme Lord. That's how far they get. They just get a tiny bit close, just a little taste. So there are different types of Brahmavadis. Some are more offensive, some are less offensive. Just like the four Kumaras, when they were impersonalists. And Prabhupada calls them foolish impersonalists in one purport. They were a little foolish. And they were attached to the impersonal effulgence due to a poor fund of knowledge, due to a lack of maturity in their spiritual progress. But they were making progress. Prabhupada said they're very elevated. In that famous verse, Vimukti Manina, what is that? Ravindaksha. Srinivas, you know this verse. Muktimani, nah. Yeah. It says in that verse that they're quite elevated, these impersonalists. You know? They control the senses and mind. They're very determined, very disciplined. And they have to, you know, give up all sense gratification. And they become very, very advanced in controlling their mind and senses. And they look all austere and wow, and they live in the ashram, they eat frugally. But their heart becomes a little hard, and they find it difficult to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Either way, from one side or the other, the impersonalists are wasting their time. So when the Kumaras entered the spiritual world, what happened to them? What is that? Maka, what is that? Atulasya padaravinda marakaravinda kinjalka tulasi. That the breeze carrying the scent, David, Hare Krishna, carrying the scent from the lotus feet of Krishna enter their nostrils and give them a change in both mind and body. And when they saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they couldn't stop to see him. Who says that I want millions of eyes, millions of ears? So Prithu Maharaj, I think, and millions of tongues. So because when you see Krishna, Brahman, Paramatma, you understand everything. It's all included. You become fully enlightened. So you may ask, well, people saw Krishna, but they didn't accept. When Krishna was personally present on the planet, some people did not accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he can make that happen. He can cover some souls and cover others, just like Srila Prabhupada. He went all over the world. Devotees, when they saw Prabhupada for the first time, were just crying ecstasy. But he met so many people who didn't have those symptoms. So they were not ready. It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya, he delivered the conditioned souls in three ways. Once, whoever met him, he would deliver them. When he went traveling and walking around South India, whoever he glanced at, whoever he saw, they would become devotees. And wherever he manifested himself, so sometimes he's in Jagannath Puri, and he's appearing in Navadvip to Shachi Devi. He's appearing to Nakula Das Brahmachari. So he manifests, Spurati. It's a temporary manifestation. And then the other way, the third way, he entered into the body of the pure devotee. So Srila, when you see Srila Prabhupada, you're seeing Shakti, Lord Chaitanya, like that. So we're on this point that people see Krishna, but they don't necessarily see that he's a supreme being. When the Rajasuya sacrifice was coming, the demigods came down and they saw Krishna and they thought, he is the most beautiful creation of Lord Brahma. This is where Lord Brahma's dexterity has reached its complete perfection. So they're thinking that Krishna is a part of the material creation. Some of them like that. So the four Kumaras, they became devotees by smelling the fragrance of Tulsi. That was the initial experience, initial ecstasy. And when you smell the incense offered in Aarti, when you smell the flower, you experience Krishna consciousness. Just like we're all enjoying every morning. You come here, see beautiful Radha Gokula Nanda, and you're all dancing in ecstasy. There's 59,900,099 people out there all in traffic jams. They're all having a miserable existence, actually. And you're enjoying because you're free. How long for? So when you get older, you appreciate more. You appreciate every moment you can come to the temple. And this appreciation brings attentiveness, right? Now I've finally got some free time. I can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And I can go to Bhagavatam class, Shravanam, Kirtanam. These are the things that accelerate your spiritual advancement. There's so many devotees of Radha Gokulananda. They do some seva, they do this, they do that. But the ones who do the Shravanam, they make the most progress. They progress very fast, because just like it says here, on the authority, as confirmed in all authentic Vedic literatures, even a non-devotee, atheist, anybody, everybody and anybody who takes to this process of hearing, he'll immediately understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality, he is to be worshipped. He is to be worshipped. That's the point. So, don't become over familiar, just like we become familiar. And we don't appreciate. And when we don't appreciate, we don't pay attention. But inattentiveness is the worst thing for spiritual progress, especially when you're chanting your japa. Sometimes we're chanting, isn't it? And suddenly you've chanted 20 mantras But you've been thinking about something. Happens to everyone. You chant Hare Krishna, but you've gone off. So you have to always bring the mind back. This is a basic, simple, it's a simple thing. But this attention, yasyam vai sruyamanayam krishne paramapurusei. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam attentively, then paramapurush, you do that every class. The book falls off your lap. The attention, yes, the love for Krishna, bhakti, utpajate pungsa, will spring from the heart. And all misery, shoka, moha, illusion, fear will vanish like that. So this is very important. Vairagya vijja nija bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna. So another person who says that he was an impersonal is Sukadeva Goswami. And Govinda, you help me with this verse. Sva sukha nibrita chetas tadvaitas tanyavabo bavo pyajita ruchida lila krista sarastadiyam vyatunata kripayayas tadvati pampuranam tamakaila brijinagnam vyasasunam natosmi. Let me offer respectful obeisance to my spiritual master, son of Vyasadeva Sukadeva Goswami. It is he who defeats all inauspicious things within the universe. Although in the beginning he was absorbed in the happiness of Brahman realization and was living in a secluded place, giving up all other types of consciousness, he became attracted by the pleasing, most melodious pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. He therefore mercifully spoke this supreme Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the bright light of the absolute truth, and which describes the activities of the Lord. Atmaramas chamunio neagrantya apyarukrame. That even the Brahman realized devotees, they become attracted to Krishna because he is so attractive. His pastimes are so attractive. And in this 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna displays his universal form. I was going to read a little bit about Arjuna seeing the universal form. Then he glorifies that universal form, offers prayers. Then he says, please show me your four-armed form. Then Krishna shows Chaturbhuj, four-armed form. And then finally he shows back two-armed form, Krishna. So this is the proof that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, because he can show this four-armed form and he can show the universal form. And the Virat Rupa is a challenge to the unbelievers. Krishna can exhibit, manifest anything to convince us all that he's a supreme being. So his pastimes are the ultimate object of meditation. They're the ultimate ornament for the ear, for hearing. And it says in the Bhagavatam that if one does not hear the pastimes of Krishna, then his ear is like the hole in a broken conch shell. And if he doesn't chant the glorious holy name of Krishna, his tongue is like a frog, same as useless. So in that chapter 11, Arjuna says the whole world becomes happy on hearing your name. Just like when we go on Harinam. We just have a kartal and madanga and we're just singing. But everyone is turning their heads and looking, and it creates a atmosphere, the whole high street, everyone's, what's going on? And it's attractive, you know, the sound. Goloka Prema Dhana Harinam Sankirtan. It's coming from the spiritual world. It's a spiritual sound vibration. And people like Hare Krishna. They like to hear. I taught my mother to chant japa, you know, for years, you know. She would chant sometimes. She likes walking. So one time she said to me, the sound is so beautiful. You know, she appreciated this sound. Hare Krishna. So beautiful sound. Mriganti yate mukapadmanidas chanda supana rishayo vivikte yasya magasoda saritvaraya padam pada tirta prada prapana. Says that the great and clear-minded sages, carried by the wings of the Vedas, always seek out the lotus-like face of the Lord. And those who are Padam, they take shelter of the river Ganges, and they meditate on every step on Krishna. So if Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he is the absolute truth, then his pastimes, his form, his qualities, they are the ultimate subject matter. Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, and this is the goal of our existence, goal of our sadhana, our practice Krishna consciousness, is to hear these topics. Just like we were saying that people do a lot of service, but they don't necessarily come to this stage of hearing. But this service will qualify them for hearing. And Srila Prabhupada says that this service will be perfected by hearing and chanting. So we can stop now for comments and a discussion. Just check this. So when the Lord is described as impersonal, it should be understood his personality is not exactly the type of personality found within our imperfect speculation. So when the Vedas are describing indirectly this impersonal aspect of God, it's simply to emphasize, when you do hear about the personality of Godhead, it's all spiritual, it's all transcendental. Janma karma chami devyam. So hearing. Krishna Das Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, you may not understand in the beginning, but if you hear again and again and again, then later on he says that one who doesn't hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna will fall down from spiritual life. So this is our number one important thing. If we are hearing nicely all through our life, then our spiritual life is always good. And if we do everything else, chanting and, everything else, service and so many, but we don't hear, then our spiritual life is not going. Shravanam is the first principle. And this is the way both that we can advance and become Krishna conscious, and the way a non-devotees and all sorts of non-pure devotees and impersonalists and atheists, this is the way they can also become Krishna conscious, simply by hearing. It's a very simple process. Very simple. But they are stubborn, they're belligerent. Prabhupada calls them belligerent. Belligerent means aggressive, right? So when you go to preach, people get, I don't want God, I don't want this. And in a subtle form, just like if you give the Sunday class at the manor in the old days, I don't know what it's like at the moment, but it's packed for RT, and then they have a class and everyone leaves, just a few people left. But those few people now, after 10, 20 years, they want to become initiated and Brahmin initiated. They want to do, they've been making progress because they heard. And the ones that didn't hear, they stay on the same platform. Kanista Adhikari or lower, materialistic, fruitive workers, some Krishna consciousness is there. Just hear. That's what Krishna said. Tachinu, just hear from me. Maya saktam anapatam. So this is our whole process. But don't become too educated. Go out and preach. Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class in the evening, daytime. Get out there and do the Lord Chaitanya's mission, Srila Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna. You have a question, Prabhu? No. Any comment, question, something? It's never on. Every morning. It's never. Okay.
This may be just basic question.
Yes.
I'm naive, ignorant, but what is actually position of Brahmavadis? Like, in one sense, it says that to ignore personality of Godhead is a kind of most disappointing and offending to the Lord. So ignoring the Lord. So what's the position of Brahmavadi? Are they something like Shaktas, which appreciate creation? Or, what's actually their position?
Yeah. You see, there's a spectrum. There's so much variety in the material world. Just as there's varieties of karmis, there's so many varieties of devotees, and there's so many varieties of impersonalists. So you cannot say for certain. There's no simple answer to that question, because it all depends on their what's in their heart, where their meditation is at. So the topmost Brahmavadis, they're almost devotees, because they're appreciating the creation, they're appreciating their liberated souls, and they may, some of them, become devotees, appreciate the lotus feet of the Lord. And on the other spectrum, you've got the hardcore ones who know about the Vedas very well. They know about the descriptions of Krishna, but they say that it's Maya. They're spiritual atheists, exactly. But Kaviraj Goswami said they are lower than the Malechas and Yavanas. They're the worst. They appreciate themselves.
They appreciate letters. The book.
They study Vedanta.
Just for the sake of knowledge.
They're gyanis. They're gyanis. They're most interested in knowledge. That's right.
Do they understand the goal of knowledge?
No. They think the goal of knowledge is...
What's the goal of this... Whatever.
Liberation. Liberation. They want to be free from all suffering.
Like a study in maths in a school, like just numbers and calculations and.
Can you speak up?
I don't understand their minds, but they study just calculations and elements and without any conclusion, more or less, is that jnani? What's the goal of that? Accumulating knowledge only for the sake of that. Is that jnani?
They think they're going to be liberated, free.
I mean, there is some spiritual conception there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
Free from all suffering. But Prabhupada said, Bhagavatam says they fall down. Prabhupada says so many big sannyasis in India, they fall down and open hospitals and do charity or get involved in politics. Just like in India now, there's one politician, he wears saffron, and he's Jai Hind and Ayodhya, and he's all for politics and this and that. He's not absorbed in Brahman anymore. So what happened to his Brahman? What happened to his big spirituality? Now finished, because no taste. Unless you taste the lotus feet of Krishna, you won't be able to go forward. There's no conclusion. There's no taste. It's all in Prabhupada's books. This topic is dealt with thousands of times in the Bhagavatam and CC. It's a huge topic. Pada, Prabhu?
Thank you very much for class, Prabhu. In terms of hearing, when we read Bhagavatam, we see it's conversations at multiple levels. The sage at Nisingaranya, and then Sukadeva Goswami, and then other conversations as well,
Within, yeah.
So in one sense, just to read, Prabhupada emphasized reading a lot as well as hearing.
Yeah.
But can these be conceived as similar activities?
They're the same. Hearing and reading is the same. It's the same thing. This is sound vibration in words, in letters. But hearing a live... hearing a devotee speak of the Bhagavatam and pastimes and philosophy is just more accessible for us. And when we're very advanced, then reading and hearing is the same. We'll be able to appreciate more our reading. We'll become more fulfilling. Like how many, if you had nothing to do, let's say you go to Vrindavan, India, and your guru says, I'll read 5-6 hours a day. Can you do it? No, maybe 3-4 you could, you know. But Bhagavatam class, 1 hour, you can do it nicely. But the goal is to read your way back to Godhead also. Yeah, we have to study and read. It's a path of reading, actually, in many ways. A lot of devotees don't read because they haven't applied themselves to try to do it. You don't have to be a scholar. But hearing everyone can do. That's easier. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a slight difference. But they're the same thing, yeah. If you read out loud, if I say to you, let's say I quote a verse and I speak the verse, Jnana Praya Samudapashyanamanta Eva, this is the verse I was going to quote in the verse in the class. You know, you forget everything when you sit up here. So, Lord Brahma, he says that one who gives up speculating about the absolute truth and simply hears from the pure devotee, Charita, very sweet, the pearl-like words of the devotees, or the pearl-like pastimes of Krishna. One who gives up, forget, everyone is addicted to two things in this material world. They want sense gratification, and when they get frustrated, they speculate about spirituality. Just like at funerals, you know? People, they're absorbed in life, someone they love dies, they go to the funeral, they get all philosophical for about 3 days. And then they go back ahead with their sense gratification. So the jnanis, they're finished with sense gratification. They're involved in mental speculation. Not this, not that. Control the mind, try to. Krishna says it's a very troublesome, difficult process to try to get free from all material existence. But the devotee, he does it easily. Ajita, Krishna's Ajita, he's unconquerable. You can't force Krishna to do anything. He's completely free to do anything he wants. He will reveal to whom he chooses to reveal himself. So he can be reveal himself to one who conquers him by hearing, because that hearing will bring out love. And when you've got love, then Krishna's attracted. Kyane priya samudapashyanamanta eva jivanti sanmukkaritam bhavadiyavatam. Stani stita. So you don't have to change your position, your occupation. Just like all these people come here, everyone's got jobs and they're working and they have careers and this and that. But they have to hear. That's all. Stani stita. Stay what you are, but you have to hear. Ajito jitopya sitas trilokyam. Then you'll conquer Krishna, the unconquerable. Ajita, jita. So, people read, like, when I joined, I read the Bhagavatam, and it took me 4 years, I think, after Sankirtan, to go to Prabhupada's room and read. And then when I finished it, I realized I wasn't enlightened yet. I wasn't fully self-realized. So then I have to read it again. But the hearing from the devotee, an advanced devotee, is particularly powerful. The words of the pure devotee are filled with spiritual power, because bhakti in his heart comes out in his words and it enters the ear hole. Because Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in 7 days, 7 nights, right? Did they speak at night? Was it 7 days and 7 nights?
Day and night.
Day and night. Huh?
They had no break.
And books were very rare. So hearing was more prominent.
No microphone.
But everyone could hear. So the sound vibration enters the ear hole and rests on the heart and there's lotus feet of Krishna is already in your heart. Krishna consciousness is already there. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sava Siddhi Hoy. So by hearing it, Shravanada Shuddha Chitti, Sabu Kabanoi, by hearing and chanting, this Krishna consciousness becomes awakened. So hearing is particularly emphasized. It's more powerful than your reading if you hear from a self-realized soul. This is more. But Prabhupada self-realized also. But you read and it's not so dynamic. But when you're advanced and purified, this reading is as good 100% as hearing. Pure devotee can sit and he'd read Krishna's pastimes all day. Prabhupada was writing. He's writing his kirtan. So if Prabhupada's writing, if this is not same as hearing, if reading isn't the same as hearing, why is writing the same as kirtan? So this is all kirtan. And hearing is all, and reading is hearing. See? One more.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Speak loud. Sorry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Yeah. Srila Bhakti Chumar said, reading is like hearing, but it's just in written form. But if you just hear, it may just go out the ear again. But when you read, you can contemplate and learn it. It's more substantial.
And you can read it twice or three times.
Yeah, in that way it's more, yeah. It's more substantial.
Very good. Sankirtan Priya Prabhu? You.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class, Prabhu. Just so there are different variety of scriptures. We have tattva, we have philosophy, we have pastimes, we have stories, we have poetry. Is it any type of hearing? Is it hearing that is specific to the individual's propensity? What is it that we should be focusing our efforts on?
Yeah, good question. So, in the beginning, we read all the Bhagavatam, we read all the books. You're talking about Prabhupada's books, right? You read Prabhupada's books, all of them. When Narada Muni teaches Dhruva Maharaj in the forest, he gives him a mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He says, you go to meditate on Krishna. He said, you should also meditate on the incarnations of the Lord. So he gave him a mantra specifically for Krishna. But he said, also meditate on all the incarnations and the pastimes. So when you go through the Bhagavatam, you read all these incarnations. So later, when your taste is developed, then your reading may become more specific, more individually for your taste. So then you may like some pastimes or some aspect of Krishna consciousness. So when you're qualified by taste, you can't start reading some advanced literature until you've got taste for it. Otherwise, it's just words on the page. So you have to be patient and go through everything. Learn what is everything, and then you can become more specific as you develop. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahaprana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gopremanandi.